KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies at 74 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high around 90 with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested two people on warrants early this morning. Just before 1 a.m., 50-year-old Renee Telesforo Valdivia of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for burglary in the third degree and possession of a controlled substance, first offense. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $6,000 bond. And 24-year-old Kylan Mary Gates of Papillion, Nebraska, was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Her bond was set at $300. Fire destroyed a home in Shenandoah early Sunday morning, but there were no injuries reported, according to Shenandoah Fire Chief Ron Weston. Firefighters were dispatched to 1202 South Center Street at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday after flames were seen by a passing motorist. Upon arrival, crews found smoke and flames coming from the front window of the residence. It took about 2 hours to bring the fire under control and to clean up the place. The house sustained extensive fire, smoke, and water damage and was considered to be uninhabitable. The cause of the blaze had yet to be determined and remained under investigation by the state fire marshal's office. Essex fire crews assisted Shenandoah Fire at the scene. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 22-year-old Keldon Dean Steiner of Clarinda was arrested at around 10:45 p.m. Sunday. Steiner was taken into custody for driving while suspended, having no SR-22 insurance on file, and on a Page County warrant for violation of probation. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a Corning woman Saturday afternoon. 19-year-old Lacey Goodnight was arrested at around 2 p.m. for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Authorities say an investigation determined Goodnight intentionally kicked in a door to a residence at 2021 Quincy Avenue in Corning. Her alleged actions caused damage to the door and door frame. Bond was set at $300. Emergency response planners will gather in Omaha next month to work on improving the way they plan for disasters. The Environmental Protection Agency is sponsoring the conference from August 8th through the 10th for the region that includes Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. The conference will feature a tabletop exercise for participants to work through the emergency response process. After being closed twice by spring floods, the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is open again, hopefully this time for good. The 8,300-acre refuge in southwest Iowa was forced to put up barricades in March when the Missouri River washed in. Repairs were made, and it reopened several weeks later, only to be flooded a second time. Senior Park Ranger Peter Ray says one key area is still closed.
We haven't been able to draw down the water enough to get our boat ramps back open right now. So it's either bank fishing or hand launching boats only at this time. And as conditions improve, you know, we're going to try to make sure we get those accesses reopened as soon as we can for the public.
Ray says the park staff has been scrambling to restore the infrastructure that was damaged by so many weeks of being underwater.
Since March, you know, till now, it's been kind of a battle to stay open with us being closed for a good majority of that time. Yeah, as water's receding, there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of trails to rebuild, roads to work on.
And he said the visitor center is open again, but the south entrance to the refuge remains closed. The east gravel road is closed to vehicles, but is open to foot traffic. DeSoto is one of the few parks in the area that's been able to reopen after this spring's record flooding.
There's definitely a lot to do, but mainly we're just excited to at least get some access back open to the public so that people can come and enjoy the place as well.
Several other parks in the region remain closed either due to flooding or needed repairs due to flooding, including Tom Hannafin Park and Big Lake Park in Council Bluffs. A swimming advisory has been issued for McIntosh Woods State Park in north central Iowa due to E. coli contamination. Mason City Globe Gazette reports that a sample taken at the lake near Ventura in Sierra Gordo County exceeded a safe amount of the bacteria found in fecal matter. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says for that reason, swimming is not recommended at that lake. The department says surface runoff after heavy rainfall could be the culprit. Sunlight destroys the bacteria and improves water quality. The swimming advisory is among five issued throughout Iowa after this past week's sampling. Others included the beaches at Prairie Rose, Lake Darling, Backbone, and Green Valley State Parks. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting beginning at 5:15 this evening in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda, in addition to regular parks-related updates, is the closing of City Park restrooms at night and a report from Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen. He's expected to inform the board that the Shilberg Recreation Area campground is full for Ragbri and there are self-contained campers near the dog park. He'll also mention, among other things, that railroad ties are going in to create parking lot barriers at Shilberg. At the outdoor pool at Sunnyside Park will be closing August the 10th. In our funeral announcements, Dan Deacon Grover, age 71 of Atlantic, died July the 9th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A procession to the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter will begin at 9:30 this morning at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic for the 11 a.m. committal. The family requests casual or Harley apparel to honor Dan for the procession. Daryl Tessman, age 84 of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Daryl Tessman will be held today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gary Damon, age 65 of Manning, died July 8th at Regency Park in Carroll. Funeral services for Gary Damon will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Lee Bandit Goebbels, age 59 of Erling, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Gary Bandit Goebbels will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Chestnut, age 82 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July the 8th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Larry Chestnut will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jeremiah Jewell, age 39 of Fontenelle, died unexpectedly July the 8th at the Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Jeremiah Jewell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bridgewater Community Building in Bridgewater. Richard Lee Warden, age 69 of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Warden will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alan Skip Carlson, age 81 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Skip Carlson will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Pearl Maylander, age 99 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. A Celebration of Life Memorial Mass for Pearl Maylander will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Howard Reed, age 94 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday in Council Bluffs. A scripture service for Howard Reed will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Barat, age 98 of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Friday. Services for Bernice Barat are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Chase Jones, age 22 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Chase Jones are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.